Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya, Narayanam Namaskritya, Naram Cheva Narottamam, Devim Sarasatim Vyasam, Tato Jayam Murirae, Nashta Prayishva Badrishu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke, Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtiki. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 29, Text 73, Talks between Narada and King Prachinabarhi. Artehya vidyamanepi Sanshritir nani vartate Jayato Vishayanasya Sapni Narta Gamoyata Harte Yamane Pima Sapni Narta Gamoyata Arte, the sense objects. He certainly Avidyamane, not being present. Api, although Sanskriti, material existence, na, never, nivartate, ceases, jayata, meditating, vishayan, on sense objects, asya, of the living being, Swapne, in dream, anartha, of unwanted things, agama, appearance, yata, as. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. When the living entity dreams, the sense objects are not actually present. However, because one has associated with the sense objects, they become manifest. Similarly, the living entity with undeveloped senses does not cease to exist materially, even though he may not be exactly in contact with the sense objects. Please repeat. When the living entity dreams, the sense objects are not actually present. However, because one has associated with the sense objects, they become manifest. Similarly, the living entity with undeveloped senses does not cease to exist materially, even though he may not be exactly in contact with the sense objects. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is sometimes said that because a child is innocent, he is completely pure. Actually, this is not the fact. The effects of fruitive activities reserved in the subtle body appear in three concurrent stages. One is called bija, the root, another is called kutashta, the desire, and another is called Palon Mukha, about to fructify. The manifest stage is called Prarabdha, already in action. In a conscious or unconscious state, the actions of the subtle or gross bodies may not be manifest, but such states cannot be called deliberated states. In a conscious or unconscious state, the actions of the subtle or gross bodies may not be manifest, but such states cannot be called a liberated state. A child may be innocent, but this does not mean that he is a liberated soul. Everything is held in reservation, and everything will become manifest in due course of time. Even in the absence of certain manifestations in the subtle body, the objects of sense enjoyment may act. Even in the absence of certain manifestations in the subtle body, the objects of sense enjoyment may act. The example has been given of a nocturnal emission, in which the physical senses act even when the physical objects are not manifest. The three modes of material nature may not be manifest in the subtle body, but the contamination of the three modes remains conserved, and in due course of time it becomes manifest. Even if the reactions of the subtle and gross bodies are not manifest, one does not become free from the material conditions. Therefore, it is wrong to say that the child is as good as a liberated soul. Translation again. When the living entity dreams, the sense objects are not actually present. However, because one has associated with the sense objects, they become manifest. Similarly, the living entity with undeveloped senses does not cease to exist materially, even though he may not be exactly in contact with the sense objects. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chaksurum Militam Dinatas Mahi Shri Gurave Namah Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Sharashati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunnavari Pashtati Adishitarini Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Charaswam Tinamane Snipti Chaita Supranita Bhagvinam Charaswam Prabhupada Kitapratam Naomi Bhakti Charupatam. The innocence of children, and Prabhupada gives that example. Innocence of children is very striking. Sometimes the devotees' children also very smart. We used to have Govinda here in Radhadesh, the son of Mridani, and Prabhupada's disciple used to be here when he was a small kid. He used to go up to people, used to slap them in the face, and he'd say, Prabhu, it's your karma. So striking when we see our kids, and they're so beautiful and so innocent. Prabhupada says it doesn't mean that they are liberated souls. Karma is acting. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha. The prakriti, the material energy, is acting and it cannot be stopped. And Prabhupada explains the different stages in which it is actually unmanifest and becoming manifest, and sometimes it's not visible, but it does not mean that it is not there. It's also explained in Nectar of Devotion. Srila Rupa Goswami is also explaining these different stages. He's talking about this bija, and these roots, causes of karma are there. Seated in the mind, and at one point it must come out, unless we develop or we perform a devotional service, it must act, cannot be stopped. I mean, this knowledge is not present in the current society, and we see the consequences of that. You know, like, I mean, Prabhupada is giving the example of child, and we see how difficult it has become for the children, and especially because this understanding is so is not there, and they only have very superficial knowledge how to deal with things. Even psychology, they can only deal with the mind, thinking, feeling, and willing, you know, but they cannot go very deep, and the consequences are there. In the beginning of the year, Nandi, who's now in the university, also one of our kids, she was in the college still here, and they went on a school day trip, And then one of the kids just jumped from the fourth floor, committed suicide. So then the psychiatrist, who's living here at the other side of the street, he has his kids also in that college here, very nice school actually. And he went to talk, and he must have said many things, but one of the things I heard that he was said, I cannot understand why he feels he felt like that. So in other words, they don't have a grip. It's a Christian school, and you know, it was such a blemish actually for the school, you know, that just a kid just jumps, you know. In the name of freedom, so many things are going on. You know, like someone was saying, I heard someone saying on the radio that in the name of freedom nowadays, it means also that, you know, there are so many choices, the kids, but actually a lot of time they're in complete anxiety that they will always not have, or they won't have the best thing. So they're always, you know, like that, getting, you know, you cannot escape the modes of nature, Prabhupada is saying, fearing, defending. It's the thing which attacks us the most. And it is happening to the kids, and we have a very little grip on these things as parents. You know, we cannot, I was discussing with my wife, you know, we are constantly discussing how, you know, what to do, what is the best thing to give. If we force Krishna consciousness on them, then at one point we know they will completely rebel, and you'll have the reaction there, you know. And at the same time, if you try to balance them, the impact of society is so amazing. I mean, it's so strong, you know. They are completely delivered as, you know, perfect marketing objects, you know. There's no point, no kid will have, you know, no mobile phone or internet, you know. Yesterday we had to go to a meeting, and then, you know, they're saying this teacher, nowadays the kids, they have the greatest difficulty of writing correctly, because they don't know how to write anymore, because it's all video and internet, and, you know, it becomes a big problem. So like that, we see. But, you know, if we can have a society where this knowledge is established, then we have knowledge, and we are convinced, we are sure, we feel secure how to deal with things on the basis of the knowledge which has been given by us by Srila Prabhupada, and we know that it is working in practice. I was just last week in the manor in England with my Guru Maharaj for 3 days. And of course, there you feel such a powerful, established Krishna consciousness. I mean, it's amazing, you know, like, it's so powerful. You know, they just established the Goshala, you know, for £2.8 million. I mean, when you are there, that was Diwali, you know, on Diwali alone, the weekend, you know, 2 days, 30,000 people came to the temple, you know. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Lalita Vishakadeva Ki Jai, Shri Sigourney Thai Ki Jai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Damodara Ki Jai. Krishna consciousness is so, you feel so, it's so established then, and so much devotion also, you know. Like so many people were coming in the temple room, one of my god brothers, he's doing every Sunday, you know, he's doing from 3 to 9 o'clock in the evening, bhaja. And it was beautiful, man. It was, you know, the people could feel, the people were touched, you know, just to hear that. And a whole group of like 40, 50 devotees from 3 to 9 every Sunday. And then the Bhaktivedanta players were performing. They will come also next year when there will be a seminar with my Guru Maharaj. And you should have seen the play. It was just, you know, the professionals cannot do better. It was about Srila Prabhupada. The play was called, it was a great victory. It was about Srila Prabhupada, the fight in Bombay with Mr. Naikar. It was incredible and good. Shruti Dharma was playing Srila Prabhupada, very powerful. But then you feel what it means, okay, and you know, they're also struggling with certain things, you know, of course, but then you feel when, you know, such a big, powerful community is established, how it can be, and then, you know, when such knowledge will be established, then we will be able to deal in a completely different way with things, and you know, it will feel completely different. And you know, much more relaxed, people will be happy. I mean, devotees are simple in one sense. So we have a way to go and to come to there, but it must happen. Like Lord Chaitanya said, it will spread in every town and village. And of course we get always encouraged in so many ways to progress on this path. Like today is like a unique day to clean up so much of this karma and whatever is still there. And Prabhupada is also talking about prarabdha karma and says when we are initiated, everything is taken out. We are free from all karma, but there is some little karma left, the prarabdha karma. So, you know, we have some stuff to deal with. And on a day like today, which is so auspicious, you know, I mean, today is Ekadashi in the month of Lord Damodar. We are talking about, we are talking Srimad Bhagavatam, Nashta Presha Badrishu. It cleans out all the Abhadra. Abhadra means the inauspicious things from the heart. You know, Badra means auspicious, Jai Badra. So, when we perform Ekadashi, and you know, we have our process, worshipping Lord Damodar in the month of Kartik, and on top of it is the disappearance day of Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj. You know, what an auspicious day, how powerful we can, you know, Rupa Goswami is saying in the Nectar of Devotion that this devotional service is like making a big fire, a forest fire, which can burn out even the beach and even these things which are subtly rooted in our mind and which still has not manifested. Now all these things get burned out to the root. So especially on these days it becomes very powerful. My spiritual master also is always very emphatic on Ekadashi, following Ekadashi. It's a very good, we need this, because it's like that, it's a human nature. You know, we perform and then sometimes we are enthusiastic, but then again we get dragged down because, you know, yeah, and then modes are there, we are in the Kali Yuga, we are not strong, and we need this moment that we can pull up ourselves again, and today is such a wonderful, unique opportunity to do that. So I was reading in the Nectar of Devotion still that it was saying about Ekadashi, it's not just about fasting. Actually, the fasting means that we give very little attention to the bodily needs so that we can give more attention to hearing and chanting about the Lord. Actually, on Ekadashi, it's a day that we should just chant and remember Krishna. You know. So Prabhupada is explaining that while in the subtle body we create many plans to enjoy sense gratification, these plans are recorded in the spool of one's mind as bija, the root of fruitive activities. So it's all there, it's sitting there, and it, as we say, it must come out. But by performing devotional service, we get rid of all this. I mean, this is Narada Muni still speaking to King Prachinabari. I was reviewing a little bit the chapter. I mean, you can see the Vedic culture, and the king, although he was completely into sense gratification, based on the Vedic way of doing sense gratification, he was completely in sense gratification as from one viewpoint, a king, gross, materialist, actually. Still, when Narada Muni came, he was very respectful. We can see the Vedic culture acting. He was very respectfully listening to Narada Muni, and then he admitted, he was humble also, that he actually didn't understand anything of the story that Narada Muni was telling him. So he was humble also. And that's Vedic culture, and they have a lot of respect for the saintly persons, the sadhus, and he was humble. And then Srila Narada Muni started to explain actually the meaning of his of the whole story. And actually it turned out that if you read that explanation of the meaning, It's actually a perfect explanation about reincarnation, transmigration. I always had a kind of fascination for that, coming from the Christian culture, where the thing has become completely ignored, actually. You know, and there we see the difference between the Vedic kings and the, you know, kings in another society. You know, why is Christianity not believing in reincarnation? Because one king, Constantine, he just erased it from the scriptures. He decided, you know, for whatever reason, that the people should not believe in reincarnation. So it was there in Christianity, he just took it out, you know. So, yes? Yeah. Right. Yeah, they may think, you know, we may wait, you know, until next life. So he wanted to force them. Probably, I don't know the details. But anyway, so such a thing was never done in the Vedic culture. So this reincarnation topic is so so very much refinedly explained. Some Prabhu was reacting on. We have a god sister in London, also Ratnavali, and she, she went through so much, and she had these dreams also, that many devotees accepted that she is. There was a Prabhu Raghava, he was called David Hui in England, and he joined. Was very enthusiastic English boy. He joined the movement, and that was his Tribhuvanath, very famous devotee, Sankirtan devotee, Harinam, and did a lot of preaching in Africa. And he got, you know, in that period, and they were, you know, going out together, very enthusiastic. David, he was in the temple there, and then Srila Prabhupada was going to come, and David was going to get the initiation by Srila Prabhupada. And then Srila Prabhupada came, and he already had his name. He got his name Raghava, you know, the name was given, but Prabhupada was to come later, so the initiation was a little later. So they went out on Sankirtan with the van, and then the driver, he happened to fall asleep on the steer. So they crashed, and David died. You know, so that was in 1973. So then Ratnavali, our god sister, she is born in a Hindu family, and you know, she went to high school, and at one point she was going to school, and there was a drug addict, and he attacked her, you know, when she was coming out on a field in the school there. He took a stick with the nails out, and he started to bang her on the head. And she was screaming, you know, and it was, you know, and with the blood all over the whole scene there, a completely crazy guy. And as it was happening, she started to pray, you know, to God, please help me, help me. And as he was doing that, going on, you know, she already got kind of an idea that actually, to myself, you cannot touch me, to my soul. That idea came up. And then she started to pray, you know, help, help, you know, God. And then that voice came. She heard the voice inside. And the voice said, do as if you're dead, you know. Fake that you're dead. So she did that, and she fell, and she was dead, you know. And then she was lying there, and then it stopped. He stopped banging. And then she was lying there completely in shock, of course. And so she kept lying, didn't dare to open her eyes anymore, because she said, if I open my eyes, he's gonna kill me. And then the voice said, you know, now you should go away. But she didn't want to obey to that, because she thought, you know, like, again, if I open my eyes, he will kill me if he's still there. And then the voice said, you know, but what if he comes back, you know? You know, then he will kill you. So then she opened her eyes, and he was gone. And then she went away, and she was relieved. So then later, she met with the devotees, and she got a book, and she started to read, and she found out about Paramatma and Krishna, and, you know, that Krishna is God, and she got the knowledge. And then she was completely convinced that actually this voice was Krishna in her heart. So then she found out that there is a temple, the Bhaktivedanta Manor, started to go to the temple, came in contact with the devotees, and finally she got initiated. And then she, when she was young, she always had these dreams, you know. She would see like, you know, like beautiful landscape and so many things. I may not remember the details. So anyway, she got all these remembrances one by one that actually she was Raghava Prabhu in a previous life, you know. You know, and also there was a detail there that when Raghava, he was in the temple, you know, there was other people in the temple, of course, other Prabhus, and there was a Mataji, a Hindu Mataji, and he was kind of attracted to that Mataji. So there was a thing going on, and he thought about that, you know, her. So then she was born, Ratnavali was born in a Hindu family, and then, you know, it came out through some Prabhus, somehow or other, they found back that Hindu lady, and Ratnavali went to see her, and she was, it struck her so much that she exactly looked like that woman. You know, this is one of the things, and she remembered, and that, you know, and also, you know, where she found back the place where Raghava had been, you know, killed, and there were so many things that, you know. Anyway, the point was that some, you know, I mean, I put it up in our site, you know, Guru Maharaj, so many devotees were so enthusiastic about that and got very attracted, but other Prabhus, they say this is New Age, this is useless, and they completely attack it, actually. And of course, you know, I can understand from one point that, you know, we want to present Srila Prabhupada, and if you read how Narada Muni here explains, it's so refined, it's so much details, reincarnation, you know, it's done with so much more authority than a simple story, which can always be questioned, of course, you know, so there's always different approaches to it. But, you know, in the end, whatever inspires us to chant Hare Krishna, if it makes us become devotees or more devoted, then I think what can be the harm? Like I'm doing the stands in supermarkets, and as soon as someone is, you know, sometimes people will say, I believe in reincarnation, you know, they will just start talking about it. And then immediately I print out that story, give out that story. And then one such lady, she got that story, and she wrote to me, that's like two Ekadashis ago, and she wrote to me on Ekadashi. And I told her, you are blessed, you know, because, you know, you wrote to me on Ekadashi, you'll get a special blessing. You know, because when we used to have Ekadashi here, like 20 years ago, my Guru Maharaj was here, and we would do Ekadashi the whole day, stay up the whole night. I had to massage Guru Maharaj. He had very nice memories, you know. And then, you know, sometimes in the middle of the night, you know, some people would come in, just some, you know, like neighbors, and they came in the castle here, and we were chanting, you know. And then Guru Maharaj would say, I mean, they came to the temple on Ekadashi night, you know. They get very special blessing, you know, just, for, you know, they're so fortunate. So then I wrote to that lady, Marlies, she's called, she's a lady from Maastricht. I wrote, because you wrote to me on Ekadashi, you get the special Ekadashi, you get the special blessings. So then the next Ekadashi, you know, the last Ekadashi, wrote to me, I also followed Ekadashi. So now she is also following, and she's writing, and like that, she, who knows, you know, she may become a devotee. So thank you very much for listening. Anyone wants to add something or have a question? Yeah, Prabhupada say, don't worry, you know, it's for sure that Krishna will provide her with a good situation, and that's, I don't know how the exact words, but that's for sure, he said, you know, just do a condolence ceremony, and things will be taken care of, so.
We don't have to worry. Nehabi kramana shushti pratyavayana vidyate svalpa mapyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bayat. Krishna is saying that in this process there is never loss of, or what do you say? Diminution or loss. And even the smallest thing done can save one from the greatest anxiety. So I was thinking about that also, maybe to finish off the talk here, that what is the greatest anxiety, you know, for death? And you know, like, you know, there someone was telling me that when they are, how do you call it, terminal? They call it terminal. It's very known. I was with my aunt of me in the hospital, and they say, you know, when they go terminal, you have to be there, because then it becomes, sometimes they go in the biggest anxieties. So someone told me that a devotee, his father or mother, he actually went terminal like that, and he was actually telling what was happening. And he was describing the Yamadutas. So, you know, it is actually happening. Of course, now they put them, they inject them with cortisone and all this stuff, and, you know, people are, you know, they don't know. But actually, you know, that's what's happening, you know. So that's, you know, complete anxiety, you know. So in that sense, you know, what do we need? What is the most essential, important for us? You know, at that moment, you need, you know, you're completely in the hands of the devotees, and you need the devotees to chant Hare Krishna, and by their mercy, you know, you'll be safe. And my Guru Maharaj is saying that even if you're taken to Yamaraj, then what will you do? You pay obeisance, say, Yamaraj Prabhu, I'm sorry. Yamaraj will be very happy to see a devotee, and he will talk Krishna Katha. So like that, we should become fearless. And as a devotee, you know, we don't have anything to worry about. Srila Prabhupada ki! Ki gaur premanandi hari hari bo.